Islam and historic traditional Judaism and I do not worship the same God. Jesus said, whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. You reject Jesus, you reject God, whatever you call him or however you feel about what's out there. John said, whoever has the Son has life, and whoever has not the Son has not life. And Jesus said, if God were your Father, you would love me. Jesus is the litmus paper of all claims to know God. Those who reject Christ, crucified, risen, and reigning, do not know God. Everybody talks about living and worshiping to the glory of God. But I find that something profound is missing in the heart of it and the mind of it, unless they are really happy about the fact that the most God-centered person in the universe is God. That God loves his glory more than he loves them. If we are only God-centered because he is man-centered, we are man-centered. But if we are God-centered because we want to get on board with God's God-centeredness, then God is God, and we are not. God chose us to the praise of the glory of his grace. God has from eternity reached out and made us his own that he might be made much of. God chose you for God. Isaiah 43:6. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who I created for my glory. You were made for God's glory. There's no doubt about why you exist. You exist to make God look good, like he really is. That's why you're on planet Earth, to draw attention to the magnificence of God. You were created for that, to the glory and praise of God. Oh, if we could just remember the beginning of sentences when we get to the end, our whole lives would be different. Christ suffered and died on the cross to vindicate the righteousness of God, because God had passed over so many sins. Get that? Hardly anybody in America gets it. The cross was designed to solve is the unrighteousness of God in forgiving sinners. You know it's unrighteous to put free rapists and murderers. Say, oh, let it go. The whole Bible says it is an abomination to justify the wicked. This is unjust to let off so many criminals that fill this room who rage against the living God or are indifferent to God. He kills it. He punishes it. He hates it. He pours out wrath on it. He condemns it. And it's called Jesus.